Dave, love me, darling. Please call me on the phone sometime. Say you love me, darling. Please call me on the phone sometime. Wanna hear your voice, and that is my worried mind. One of these days, baby, I'm gonna show you how another man can be. One of these days, baby, I'm gonna show you how nice a man can be. Yeah, I'm gonna buy you a Cadillac car if you say a couple of good words to me. My phone ringing, and it sounds like a long, long, long distance call. Oh, no. I hear my phone ringing, it sounds like a long, 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 long distance call. Yeah, pick up my receiver on my baby, she was on the line and she was talking all night long. Oh Lord, have mercy on me all night long, all night long. Yeah, all night long.
All right, Felix Slim. Doing Muddy Waters, long distance call, sounding very much not like Muddy Waters, but sounding super blues. And Felix has a show coming up, a very special one, this week coming up on October 6th this Sunday, October 6th at 2 p.m. at Bobby Q's in Patchogue. We're going to get more to that in a little bit. But Felix, welcome to the show again.
Hello, Finn.
Great to have you on board, as always. And yeah. And let's let the audience, so they're familiar with some of this stuff, a little about your background. You're not from the Delta, are you?
Well, I'm kind of from the Delta of a different river than the Mississippi one. I come from the south of Spain.
Okay, very good.
We have a big river there, too, with a delta, but it's not the same.
Not quite the same, but yet the same. And it's about a crossroads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Deltas.
Always.
Right? Okay, and that's how it is all over the world, at deltas everywhere. It's about where cultures come together. And Felix, tell us how you got involved with American Delta blues, or blues in general.
Well, it was kind of when I was 14 or 15, I don't remember. You know, my friends, they were listening to rockabilly music, and I got involved with that music. So, you know, I started listening to rockabilly, then like British rhythm and blues, British invasion music. After that, Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, and everybody played something called the blues, and I was wondering always what the hell is the blues. So I get to the Chicago blues, because I saw the many songs, many rock songs, the W. Dixon, I didn't know who.
Willie Dixon, right?
Yes,
right.
Sir. So I get to the Chicago blues, and from there, after a while I get to the like 1920s, 30s blues, because also I saw in many Chicago songs, Chicago blues songs, or I saw this Earl Johnson in many songs.
Robert
who
Johnson.
Is this Earl Johnson?
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, I discovered Robert Johnson, Blind Willie McDell, not only Delta musicians, but also people from Georgia, Texas, you know, the Texas blues, the Piedmont, East Coast blues.
But all the first things that were recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these were the guys carrying on the tradition who first were able to be recorded. And so these were the oldest recorded versions of some of these great classics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, sir.
And this led you on a path, right? Led you on a path to discovering yourself, you
yeah.
know, and the music you loved.
Yeah, you know, this was a hobby for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never thought about doing this professionally. I never thought to get my ass down to New York.
Well, now you're in the States, right? But when you were first learning, are you self-taught? Did you
yeah,
teach
yeah.
yourself the guitar?
Yeah, because in my hometown. Actually, my hometown is a small town in North Africa.
Which is?
It's Ceuta, which belongs to Spain, but it is in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's opposite to Gibraltar. So,
which is just north of that little stretch of land just north of Morocco.
Yes, sir.
I know.
So, yeah, when I start to learn guitar and trying to play all this, I mean, also blues, also swing, ragtime, all that stuff. In my hometown, nobody played that music. Nobody even knew what I was talking about. And so yeah, I had to figure out how to play it, listening all vinyls.
So you listened off records just like the old school guys
mm-hmm.
did. You learned off old records and you mastered a style. And you really have mastered a style. Did you find that? I'm sure you were always comparing yourself to the records when you were young, right?
Oh yeah.
And were you recording yourself and listening back? What was going on? How could you tell you were nailing it? You were getting it right.
Well, of course, I was recording stuff. I mean, like cassettes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To see what was going on. I kind of liked it, but I wasn't super happy neither. It was until some musicians, professional musicians that I met in Sevilla when I was in the university.
Which is Seville, as we know it here, right?
Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying, yeah.
Seville.
Right, well.
Yeah, so they came home once and they... Because I was also very shy to play for in public. So they came home once and I played for them something I recorded on the computer. That was years after the cassette
mm-hmm.
thing.
Of course.
So it was with my first computer with this plastic mic, shitty plastic computer mic. You know. But it was cool. I mean, so they listened to... the 3 or 4 songs I recorded, and they say, "Whoa, man, you should start to play around to book gigs and all that stuff." And you know, I wasn't sure. And one of the guys, I was super fan of him, of his work. Is a harmonica player, or he was a harmonica player. Then he changed the harmonica for a saxophone, and he started to.
And who was this?
It was Juan Clavero.
Okay.
Yeah, but he kind of started to hate the blues because he started to play bebop and all that stuff.
Yeah, he went in a different direction.
Yeah, but he said, "Man, if you book a gig, I will play with you." And I was super fan of this guy. I said, "Okay, I'll do it," and that's how it started, little by little.
All right. So now, at this point in your career, you've put out a few records, a few CDs, and a few digital recordings.
Uh-huh.
First of all, how can people find out about those? Let's cover that now. How can people learn about your recordings and about you?
Well, on my website, I have all the info. It's felixslim.com.
So that's FelixSlim.com.
That is right, I think.
Yeah.
and also in Bandcamp, Felix Slim, they can listen all my albums. I even have one Rebetiko album. Rebetiko is a Greek music also from
well, we're going to listen to that just at the end of this interview. We're going to listen to a couple of cuts from that. But so now you have been playing live. So you started playing live a lot in Spain.
Yes.
Where'd you start playing a lot in Spain when you first started to get a lot of gigs? Where?
Well, I started to play in Seville. Sevilla?
No, you say, yeah, I'm just...
I started in Seville. I played in many different places, but when where I was playing more often was in Cadiz.
Okay.
The Cadiz province, which is like 1 hour from Seville. Eventually I moved to Cadiz.
Okay. And what'd you find about your audience there that made that special? Did you find your audience open to the blues? Was it?
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing there is most of my audience, especially back in the day, they didn't know much or they didn't know anything about the blues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only thing they knew it was that the blues is a very boring, slow music. Sometimes, I mean, many times actually, was kind of hard to book a gig because every time I play blues, oh, that's very boring. We need something more dynamic in our venue. And then I had to explain that the blues is not only slow, boring, actually, it's not slow, boring music, even if it's a slow song. But they have many different rhythms and vibes.
Yeah.
But the audience, the thing is, they are very open to the music.
Right.
So if you offer something good to them, something interesting, or something that they can make them jump,
mm-hmm.
they are very happy.
And in fact, you come from a tradition, an American blues tradition, where and a world music tradition, really,
mm-hmm.
where a solo artist essentially acts as a whole band.
Yep.
And that's a big deal because you're creating the rhythm, you're playing the melodic work, you're singing, you're doing all these things at once. Mm-hmm. And some of those things can be slow, some of those things can be fast and amazingly jumpy.
Yeah.
And you're doing it all, and it's that great it's like when we hear Robert Johnson or Charlie Patton or any of these guys, we hear these guys they were a whole band in these little tiny places that they played.
Yes.
And you're carrying on that tradition. And that's an amazing skill because most other musicians in the world were relying on other musicians to fill in, whereas these guys and yourself were solo bands. You guys were a band yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and that's an amazing skill.
Yeah, the funny thing is I find that easier than playing with a whole band.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, in some
sometimes,
ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, when I play because I play also with other musicians, with a band playing electric blues, and it's more good. Sometimes it's like more relaxed because I don't have to do everything.
Right. Right.
So I can stop playing guitar and just singing, or just, you know, let the band play. But at the same time, it's more stressful because I have to call the people, you know.
You have to put together a band.
Yeah, put together the band, you know.
Yeah, you're like the old, you're like the old school. The as I just mentioned, Robert Johnson and any of those guys. These guys would just go from town to town.
Yeah.
Book the gig. They'd walk into the bar and they'd just take their guitar out of the case and go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you do. And that's amazing. You think you could play something for us that makes us move a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
To prove that the blues are not like some slow, dead song.
All right. What about a ragtime?
That sounds great.
Okay.
Whatever you would like. So yeah, Felix's catalog is a brilliant bunch of tunes and styles, just like all these early guys we're talking about were. They did everything. Felix, what are you going to play for us?
Do some Blind Willie McTell.
Great.
The Georgia Rag.
Blind Willie McTell, man. And that's, I hate to say it, I hate to say with, you know, Blind Willie McTell potentially in the room here with us, but that freaking topped it. That was great.
You can see it.
I'm saying it. So let's talk about once again what's coming up here. This Sunday, October 6th at 2 p.m. at Bobby's in Patchogue. The Long Island Blues Society is doing a fundraiser, right? Long Island Blues Society is doing a fundraiser to send you and the wonderful Pamela Betty Band to this great blues competition. Let's talk about that. What's the blues competition about?
It's the IBC, the International Blues Challenge, which is in Memphis at the end of January, sorry, and this is organized by the Blues Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're representing the Long Island Blues Society.
Fantastic.
And we are very happy and very honored to...
One of our favorite organizations here at WUSB, obviously, the Long Island Blues Society. And the fact that they're sending both you and Pamela to the event in Memphis is outstanding. And Memphis, home of some gut-wrenching bucket blues down there, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, some dirty stuff, man.
Yeah, all during that week, about 5 days, is all the blues people around the world is there. I mean, especially from America and Canada, but there's people from all around the world, and it's a great place. It's not only for the competition, but it's a great hangout, and a great networking place and days.
And it's multiple venues, I think, down there, right? When they do it initially, they have it in different venues.
Yeah, that, I don't know how many, but there are
a few.
It's right. mainly in Beale Street.
Yeah, of course.
So,
because where else would you want to be but Beale Street?
Well, that's right. And there is, I don't know how many, but because there are, normally it is about 100, 120 solo and another 100 solo duo or 100 or 120 bands competing, so it's about 200, 250 bands performing every night in Beale Street. So
that is what we call a great week of music.
Yeah, in every venue you can find every night like 8 or 10 bands playing.
Okay, so this gig coming up this week on October 6th is this Sunday, October 6th at 2 p.m. at Bobby Q's in Patchogue,
right.
Which is a great venue. And there's going to be 5 bands. It's going to be, in addition to yourself, it's going to be Pamela Betty, of course, who's also heading down there. The Red Eye Blues Band, Gary Sellers, who's a friend of the station, and Blue Ruin. And I think the entire event starts at like 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And so it's a great way to spend your afternoon hearing some blues out in the beautiful weather and all this stuff. And contribute a very small amount. There's nothing that's mandatory, but you can just come by and enjoy the show. But there's, you know, suggested donations and help to send, help the Long Island Blues Society to send Felix and Pamela to Memphis and set them up for this great competition repping Long Island. And Long Island, as we all know, is very much a blues haven, and there's so many blues gigs happening. So to have these two particular artists representing us going there is pretty astounding. And Felix going down there is triply astounding, really, because he's from Spain, the guy, right? But he's made his home in New York.
Sí, señor.
Yes, right. Made his home in New York and plays at all these great events. And it's a cool thing to do. So we want to check that out on October 6th. So Felix, so now you, when you play here in the States, right? Because you,
yep,
you spend about half your time here, right? I think.
Yes, sir.
And about half your time back in Europe, in Spain specifically, right? But you bounce around a bit in Europe.
Yeah, I'm spending like 7 months a year in New York and in the States, and about 5 months in Spain.
Okay.
Back and forth.
And when you're in Spain, you do bounce around a bit. You play different gigs and you,
yep,
you bounce around between different countries sometimes, yes?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
France, so, Italy, Greece, Portugal.
So you do multiple gigs throughout the
Belgium,
throughout, yeah,
everywhere.
The European group there.
Even Korea, South Korea.
Well, that's not in the European group.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet. That's right. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Depends on, yeah. Well, we'll discuss politics another time, Felix.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So when you're here in the States, you're based mainly in New York City and you bounce around.
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in New York City, what do you have some general venues you play often? Do you have places you play often where people can find you?
Yeah, I play often at St. Macy's, which is in Winsbury in Grand.
Mm-hmm.
Varvelo is also in Williamsburg. I play Le Fanfare, Greenpoint.
Greenpoint, right.
And, of course, at my favorite venue, which is LIC Bar.
Hey, that's my favorite venue.
No, that's my favorite.
LIC Bar in Long Island City.
Actually, we met there.
Felix and I met there. That's right. That's right. And look what's happened. But, yeah. But Felix, you play all over the place in New York,
yes,
City, and whatever comes up, and the environs. So you're off to New Jersey, you're off to places in Pennsylvania, you're off everywhere.
Connecticut.
Upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so how is that when you go outside of New York City? Because New York City is kind of friendly to live music in general, right? But when you go outside of New York City, like let's say to upstate New York,
yep,
or somewhere in Pennsylvania, what's that vibe like? Are you getting a good reaction for what you're doing?
Yeah, actually the reaction is, I don't know if I should say this, the reaction is better out of the city.
Except when I'm there in the city, then the reaction is great, of course.
No, what I mean is there, I don't know, and you know, in many venues where when I'm playing, people is talking, they don't even clap sometimes.
Right, so in other words, you're playing, you're in a bar, and people are just carrying on with their business and yammering.
Yeah, the funny thing is that they come to say hello, that they love the show, they tip you great, they buy CDs, but they keep talking.
Well, my experience of seeing you in New York City bars, which is the only place I've ever seen you in New York City bars, is that happens in the beginning, but then people stop talking.
Yeah, that happened at LIC bar.
People stop talking because you hold their attention. Mm-hmm. And it's something that people can be sitting at the bar. There could be a game on in a bar. You know, it's a bar situation. So a whole bunch of things happen in a bar. And all of a sudden, people stop and they turn their heads and they pay attention. And you draw them in. And it's an amazing experience to watch because, you know, they're just like some guys on stage playing. And then they turn around, and they get locked in, and you have that power. So it's
sometimes.
Well, I'm sure there's some nights where you don't, but I've never seen it. Generally, people spin around and they're paying attention. And why don't you play us another number?
All right.
Maybe that'll make some people spin around.
I just wanted to say that the difference is that when I go out to play, in most of the places I play, people goes to see the show and they are quiet, they are very respectful, and there is feedback with the audience, which is something that makes us doing our job good or better than we do normally with an audience that they are not giving you that love that we need. We need not only money, or we need love too when we are performing.
That's right. Well, I'm usually one of those guys there yelling "Yeah!" every time you play a song. So yeah, I get a little out of hand, but that's how it is. So what are you gonna play for us?
I'm gonna play one of my last songs. The name of this one is Baby, Let's Try to Make It Work.
And this is your song, right?
Yes, sir.
And, okay, we'll talk about it after the fact.
Well, if it's necessary, yes.
It's necessary.
All right.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
got to feel alone indeed. And not if you still love me, baby, cause I feel alone indeed. And if you don't, love me, honey, please give me one last kiss.
Right.
Yeah.
So we won't get into fully the personal story there, but quite the come back to me kind of number. Beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, great thing. Yeah, and all we want, you know, is when we're done, one last kiss. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What else do we have?
That's it. That's right. And the blues are always, of course, a very human and touching experience about our relationships, our yearnings, our hearts, and things that are, you know, not things we wish could work better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. So when you're gigging in the States here, how do you choose your repertoire? Because your repertoire is huge, right? You've got, you know, a ton of songs.
Yeah.
What makes the choices on a given night? Just what you feel?
Yeah, I mean, normally I'm playing, especially the last 1 or 2 years, especially the last 1 year, I'm playing more or less the same repertoire.
Things that work and feel good for you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And also because I'm doing also more of my own songs, and they seem to work.
Yeah.
And people kind of like them.
Right.
So that inspired me to write more stuff and sing more, play more of my songs in my gigs. And last year, now I'm playing basically like, I don't know, like a big part of the set list is my own stuff.
And that's fantastic too. So on your own releases, which people can find at felixslim.com, it's a mix of recordings, right? It's covers and it's at the Bandcamp too. It's covers and also originals,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But there's more covers than originals.
That are sitting up there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when you're writing, what's the writing process for you? What are you thinking about when you are writing your own material? Does it just come emotionally right away and then the song is done, or do you say, I'm now going to write a song? How do you do it?
Well, there's something very... I mean, it's hard for me to write songs.
Why is that?
I don't know, because I think that I don't have anything new to say. So every time I try to write something, I say, okay, but there are hundreds of songs that they already say the same.
And it's arguable that when Robert Johnson finished recording those bunch of songs, it was all done.
Yeah.
In terms of subject, right? In terms of emotion, yeah. And subject. Mm-hmm. Arguably, that's the case. And then, of course, then there would have been no Cole Porter and no a million other things. But yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a difficult thing, right? So you want to try to express yourself in a unique way.
Yeah.
In a new way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I'm doing, and I discovered kind of recently, is... Yeah, to tell him more of my personal experiences.
Okay. Telling your own story.
Yeah, even if sometimes they are not true, but I write them like if they were my own experience. So.
Listen, truth never entered into a good song, so truth did. There's no hand on the Bible swearing in test.
So music is like politics.
Well, music is like emotion.
Right.
So emotion is not always truth, right? Emotion is what we feel.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't tell the truth, when you are performing.
But you're telling an emotional truth.
That's what I wanted to say, probably. Yeah, because people know when you are lying or emotionally
right.
lying, or when you are
when you're
genuine. Sorry.
Yeah, when you're authentic.
Yeah, authentic.
Authentic, and that's a big factor with your songs, because even the songs you cover, come off as your songs.
Yeah. I mean, even the songs I cover, I can have the same feelings of the guy who wrote the songs.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what great songs are about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm not lying.
That's right. You're not. It may be circumstance in the songs. It's a different story, but the emotion behind them mm-hmm. are real, right?
Yes, sir.
So you've been doing this stuff now for a while, and do you have an idea of what you want to do as far as a new recording and things like that? What do you want to do next?
Yeah, I'm going to record something now in October. I don't know exactly the details, but yeah, because I have a bunch of songs, my own songs. As I said before, the people seem to like them. I kind of like them too. I feel comfortable and happy with them. And also, it's been 5 years without an album.
Right, you can't have that happen.
I don't know what happened.
But you're playing live. You're playing all the time.
Yeah, but 5 years, Jesus.
I know, right?
But yeah, I'm gonna record something now in October. Actually, I have a friend in Spain which already doing the design, the artwork for the album. Even if I don't know the title of the album or the order of the songs.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's gonna be a nice.
And it's always great when artists collaborate in different ways. You know, so you have artists doing cover artwork and musicians, and it's always a wonderful thing for people to come together who respect each other and want to help out each other.
Yeah, and in this case, actually, this is my friend Raúl Maya. He's from Vigo in Galicia. And the first thing he asked me was, can you send me the songs, like a demo or something? So I need to feel what are you playing and if you have the titles and the lyrics of the songs, mm-hmm. you can send me the lyrics too. It's a real artist.
So yeah, it's so great to have all these, when artists are friends, to have people collaborate together and in support of each other, and that's just a great thing.
Yeah.
You know? Right. So that's a fantastic thing. That hopefully the new record comes out great. Hopefully more of your songs get out there, so you're in the States right now, and you're playing gigs, and where can people find out about the gigs?
Well, in my website, felixlim.com/shows.
Okay.
And if we are friends on Facebook or Instagram, you can find out about my shows too.
Right, and it's an amazing experience to see Felix. He's always dynamic, and it's always entertaining and packed with energy, and it's you get more out of a single Felix a solo Felix Slim show than you do out of a entire full band, and it's very, very entertaining, and you'll be dancing and you'll be tapping your feet and you'll be doing all of that absolutely amazing stuff. All those releases, as we just discussed, get on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Get on felixslim.com, of course, links to all that, and check it all out. So when's the next gig, Felix? The next gig is the Long Island Blues Society gig, right? This Sunday, October 6th at 2 p.m. at Bobby's in Patchogue. Pamela Betty Band, Red Eye Blues Band, Felix Slim, of course, Gary Sellers, and Blue Ruin, all arranging a fundraiser that night,
yes,
to
sir.
Send both Felix Slim and Pamela Betty to Memphis.
Yeah, it's not cheap, so we need all the help we can find.
It's not cheap, and it's also a great night of music. And oh, even yeah. if you want to just come down for music, that's great too. Just
I mean, it's not cheap to get to Memphis.
It's not cheap to get to Islip.
Yeah, but it's much cheaper than.
Right. So you guys can come down, support the blues, support Long Island blues, which I know you guys are all fans of, and
Actually, it's not going to be just a gig. It's going to be like kind of a festival.
Yeah.
Small blues festival there, so we're going to have a great, great day.
Right. Beale Street Down and Dirty. And that's where we want to send Felix to make it dirtier. And that's how it's going to be. This Sunday, October 6th, at 2 p.m. at Bobby's in Patchogue. Long Island Blues Society is doing the IBC fundraiser, and come on down. I'll be there. You guys have to check it all out, and let's kick it. Felix, what do you want to go out with?
I'm going to do another one of my original stuff. This is a old country blues style song. It's more like in the white side of the blues. Or what they call also hillbilly blues.
Right. Appalachian blues.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the name of the song is Ride All Night Long. Little,
Yeah, Felix Slim right here on WUSB Stony Brook on Finn's Revolution. And Felix, a pleasure to have you on the air with us as always.
Thank you, Finn. My pleasure.
And just spectacular playing, spectacular singing, spectacular songwriting, excellent choices of covers, all those things. And once again, Felix Slim. This Sunday, October 6th at 2 p.m. at Bobby's in Patchogue. Felix, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Finn. Always.